Hello and welcome to an episode of Coffee House Shots. Throughout the election, we'll be bringing you daily discussions of all the twists and turns of the campaign, so please do join us each day. It's day three, and Labour find themselves having to pick up the pieces from a couple of fairly disastrous interviews yesterday. Meanwhile, the Tories have remained fairly quiet. I'm now joined by James Forsyth and Katie Balls to discuss. So, Katie, what happened yesterday?
Well, we had Jeremy Corbyn's speech, and that seemed to play quite well, at least with the membership. And he talked a lot about a rigged system. But quite soon after the speech, things started to unravel slightly. In the Q&A, Jeremy Corbyn was asked whether his party would support a second referendum on the EU deal, and he didn't rule this out, which then led much speculation in the next few hours about whether this was Labour trying to appeal more to Remain voters. But then 4 hours later, we got a statement from Labour saying that they did rule it out. So it was incompetence rather than a trick to try and win some votes.
And then Dawn Butler slightly put her foot in it as well. And here's what Dawn Butler had to say.
Election is Theresa May trying to rig democracy in our country.
Forgive me, I'm looking for more detail than saying you'll make things fairer.
Yeah, well, you're talking about how Jeremy will overturn a rigged system. And what I'm trying to explain to you is how the Conservative Party and how Theresa May's government operates in terms of rigging the system. And one example of Theresa May trying to rig the system is her calling this election. Because what Theresa May has clearly said
You've asked me to talk about your policies, and I'm very happy to do that, which is really what I'm asking you. Time and again, it was the rigged system.
Yeah, and I'm trying to explain to you about
telling me what's wrong with the Conservatives. I'm saying, how will Labour, to use Jeremy Corbyn's phrase in his speech, how will Labour overturn the rigged system? People are looking for detail.
I was trying to give you some detail in terms of how the system is.
I think Dawn Butler probably gets the award for the biggest gaffe of the day. She appeared on Radio 4. And again, it's a sign slightly of how few MPs they can get to go on and kind of praise Corbyn, because she's not even in the front bench anymore. And she appeared on and she was explaining how the system is rigged. However, when pressed, it was quite hard for her to do this. She said that Theresa May was rigging democracy by calling an election, which is slightly confusing. And then she went on to say that the system was rigged because companies like Costa Coffee don't pay their taxes. Now, Costa Coffee do pay their taxes, and she later had to issue an apology, an official apology, saying this.
Meanwhile, the Tories have been fairly silent. James, what are they up to at the moment?
Someone in Number 10 put it to me this morning, which is, we're quite happy to let Labour do things and then they unravel, because that makes people think, how on earth would this work with them negotiating in Brussels? Can you imagine, you know, if they can't run a press conference, how could they run a negotiation? So I think the Tories are quite happy to do that. I think, on the other hand, the Tories are trying to talk up the danger of a Labour victory, because they need some fear factor. They have been briefing out, there's a Nate Silver blog, the US polling expert, saying that there's a chance that the British polls are all wrong and it's actually much closer than you think. They need some kind of fear factor to get people out to vote, based on the idea that if they don't, Jeremy Corbyn might end up as Prime Minister. I think the problem with that is that where Theresa May is going in this campaign, you know, she was in Balsall on the first day, Enfield North yesterday. These are all Labour seats, and they are all where she is going indicates that the Tories are pretty confident they're going to make fairly substantial gains in this election.
The Lib Dems are today announcing their policies. What can we be expecting from them?
They want to make this all about Europe, and as the only unashamedly pro-EU party, so they are their, not quite anti-Brexit party, but they're the party which is pro-EU and would keep Britain in the single market. So they're really playing to the 48%, and they also think they're playing a bit outside that to any voters who voted Brexit but don't actually want a hard Brexit.
Just finally, we've got the French election, the first round of the French elections this weekend. Do you think that's going to have any impact, James, on our election?
I think it will, because obviously if either Mélenchon or Le Pen, if it was to end up being a Mélenchon-Le Pen final round, which is unlikely but not impossible, that would make Brexit look like a kind of a storm in a teacup for the EU, because you would then have in the final round of the French presidential election two candidates, both committed to taking France out of a single currency. I think if in the final round you have Emmanuel Macron. I think there'll be lots of people, lots of thought pieces written saying, ah, look, this shows the way for Labour moderates. You know, Macron left the Socialist Party, ran as his own independent candidate, and is now likely to be the next president of France. That's what they should do. It slightly ignores the fact that it's two very different electoral systems. So I think there will be an element, obviously, in which the French election and feeds in here. But I think the French election is just very unpredictable. I mean, it was unpredictable enough before last night's events. But, you know, when you've got four candidates so close together in the polls, you then add together the fact that you've had a terrorist attack carried out by someone who is known to the authorities and who appears to have entered the country from Belgium. And, you know, it is uncertain how this is all going to work.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Katie. And just a reminder, you can subscribe to all of our podcasts at spectator.co.uk/podcast.